Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
The outstanding Bob Nightingale. Welcome back, Bob. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
First of all, it's just great that we're talking about games, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get you there for a while. But yeah, it's good to see baseball back and you know, at least full capacity for stadiums. Not that they're selling the places out, but at least you get the potential to sell them out.
All right, so let's get to a couple of stories. One, of course, is the Aaron Judge story with money. The argument is going to be, you know, the argument for is when you watch him play, you can see it. The argument against is going to be he's only played in 63% of the Yankees games the last 4 years. What's some of the information you have as to why this fell apart?
Yeah, it just never really got close, Steve. I mean, he wanted more Mike Trout type money. Not you know, Trout's extension was 10 years at 360, and he was younger, so it wasn't so much the years. But he thought, okay, for what I mean to this organization, the fan base, everything else, on their biggest star, biggest stage in baseball, you know, why not get, you know, $36 million a year times eight, you know, at least times seven. And, you know, the Yankees said, yeah, we'll make you the one of the top three highest paid outfielders. And in the end, being the second highest paid outfielder, and, the, you know, just, you know, 1 year difference. Yeah, they were offering 7 years. I said Judge wanted eight plus this year. But he just never near side ever really budged. And the Yankees came up just a little bit in the annual average salary, but not to the $36 million that Trout's making.
It seems like, and this is based on stories about analytics, analytics will say, hey, don't go after, you know, don't do much with a guy after the age of 33 or somewhere in that range right there. Does that play any role in this since Judge is 30?
Oh, sure. If Judge was 27, 28, he would have, they would have had a deal. Yankees would have given him a longer-term deal, and maybe they would have given him, you know, the $36 million a year that Trout's making. You know, I think his thing is he means so much to that organization. I mean, he's their modern-day Jeter. You know, doesn't have the World Series rings, but just their biggest star. You got the Judge Chambers in right field, and they love it. I mean, it's the biggest, you know, biggest ovations by far. You know, he is the face of the Yankees.
All right, the Broncos are in the process of being sold, and it sounds like Rob Walton may put in a bid of $4.5 billion to $5 billion. Not quite to that level would be the Washington Nationals. What do we know about the potential sale of that group and the Lerner family possibly putting that up for sale?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised because the family had said it was going to stay in-house. You know, maybe they get tired of the headaches or – maybe with the losing, no one's going to be a while before they're competitive again. Maybe that's a factor, too. So, yeah, we've always known the Orioles were going to be for sale as soon as they, you know, as soon as the family decides. But, you know, that's been talked about for years. So this was a surprise with the Nationals. I mean, both teams in the Washington-Baltimore corridor, you know, now up for sale. You know, Cleveland is selling, you know, 35% of their team now, probably about 100% in, you know, in 5 years. So, you know, we haven't had too many baseball sales just because the franchises go up so much. You know, nobody wants to sell.
Okay. Yesterday, a lot of runs, not between the Yankees and the Red Sox, but 10 teams scored six or more runs. Eight of them scored eight or more runs. Five teams, 10 or more runs. 38 home runs hit. Twins hit six. Bob, is this a potentially a product of the shortened spring training in some ways, or are we really seeing some great offense?
Well, it's surprising because I thought with the short spring, it was going to have we're going to see this from opening day on, and we didn't. Of course, now you're seeing the number three and number four starters, so a difference there.
Yeah,
you know, no one's going over, you know, five innings. I think maybe one guy has gone six. No, I take that back. Yeah, the Padres had a six inning guy and seven inning guy. But, yeah, hardly anybody is going deep. So we'll see. I haven't heard the pitchers weigh in yet to see if the ball is jumping or if the baseball is any different. I haven't heard that. I mean, you can raise your eyebrows. You see Guerrero hit one 467 feet yesterday. But that's a Sky Dome indoors. We'll see what happens the rest of the month.
Something interesting happened, and that is on opening day rosters. Julio Rodriguez with the Seattle Mariners, Bobby Witt Jr., Spencer Torkelson with Detroit. Three young stars that were not put into the minors with the idea of we're going to take care of service time. Could that be a potential trend moving forward, the team just say, look, we're going to play these guys?
Well, hopefully. I mean, that's the way it was designed, and that's why the union fought for it. Saying, hey, let's say with these unfair for these guys that get down just for service time and don't get free agency a year later. Hunter Green from Cincinnati Reds, you pitched outstanding yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, he's another one. But yeah, we've seen about, it must be seven or eight, Steve, that made the open day roster. You know, maybe that wouldn't have happened in the past. Very few teams have done that. So never know, too. If you they promote them, open day like that and you happen to finish, top in the rookie of the year balloting, and you're going to get an extra draft pick out of it too. And those draft picks are, probably worth $5 or $6 million right there.
Right, exactly. Although then the opposite side, this is what frustrates Pirate fans. They have the $35 million payroll, which is $1 million less than Mike Trout and Gerrit Cole. And they take their top prospect, O'Neill Cruz, or at least one of their top prospects, and he's in Indianapolis. How tough is that when you look at the approach the Pirates are taking compared to the approaches of other teams?
Well, I mean, I guess if the Pirates are thinking, we're not going to, we're still rebuilding here. It's going to take a couple more years before we're competitive. Let's make sure, this guy has an extra year of service time, when they, call him up in May. I mean, the one thing, too, maybe they're, they had been cautious in the sense, remember last year in Seattle, brought up Jared Kelnick.
Yes.
And he wasn't ready,
So right.
Fly on his face, 0-for-39 slump. Then came up, as you were Kelnick, and they brought up Julio Rodriguez, just opening series, but, struggling to, out of the gate, too. So we'll see. Maybe they don't think he's ready. But, business-wise, it probably is smart to say, let's hold him back for a little bit. That way we'll get him for 7 years instead of six. And they better be winning here in the next few years, or more changes to be made.
Let me ask you something about Rob Manfred. And this may be a tough question, but I've never met the man. I've never been in the same room with the man. I'm sure he's passionate about his job. In your opinion, how passionate is he about the sport?
I talked to him about that last week. He grew up in Rome, New York, which is real close to Cooperstown.
Yeah.
So, you're kind of in that environment. He grew up like my kids in New York, big Yankee fan, big Mickey Mantle fan, that sort of thing. I think the thing that goes against him is that he's a lawyer. You look back at the last commissioner, Bud Selig, and he was owner of the Brewers. So he was invested in that. Paul Mulder and Robin Yount were two of his best friends, that were doing everything possible for him. So Manfred doesn't have that. He gave a goodwill gesture of having Bose headsets for every player and sort of thing. But he doesn't have that sort of passion like Bud Selig did. At least it doesn't come out that way. Where I think Selig, I think the other owners would agree with this too. Selig ran it more of a mom and pop operation.
Mm-hmm.
That okay, we don't have to have every last dollar. Let's keep this game, the beauty of the game as it is, where the perception of Manfred is, okay, what's wrong with uniform patches? What's wrong with embracing gambling? It means more money to the owners. And then certainly the owners are making more money than ever. It should cross $11 billion of revenue this year.
Yeah, and that's important. There's no question the $11 billion is important. There are 11 managers in the history of Major League Baseball that have 2,000 wins. Dusty Baker is now about, 9 or 10 away, I think, from getting there.
10. Mm-hmm.
It's 10 away from getting there. What kind of appreciation should people have for the kind of manager Dusty Baker has become over the years?
Well, I mean, it's going to a Hall of Fame. I know he's on that World Series ring, but he's been to a couple World Series. He's managed, 5 teams to the playoffs.
Yep.
So, they never underachieve. They always overachieve or play up to expectations. So, yeah, to be, you know, one of 12 guys, I think by the end of the season, he'll rank ninth on the all-time list. That's pretty impressive. It'll only be him and Joe Torre, whoever had over 1,900 hits as a player and over 2,000 wins as a manager as well. So, I mean, this guy was perfect for the Astros situation. You know, perfect San Francisco doing Bonds and Kent and all that, and, you know, with Cincinnati and Nationals. So, yeah, it's almost a shame he got fired a couple times because he should have crossed 2,000 a long, long time ago. You know, we talk about Bruce Bochy being in the Hall of Fame. He will. You know, Bochy won 3 World Series. You know,
yeah.
Thus, he doesn't have that on the resume, but he's got everything else.
All right. Finally, state of the game. You know, you talk with Rob Manfred, obviously. He has talked openly about a pitch clock. How do you feel, A, about pitch clock and also what the current pace of the game is?
Well, pitch clock is coming for sure next year. And you're talking managers. I remember talking to Craig Council about this a couple weeks ago in spring training. And he says he's all for it. He goes, let's pick up the pace of the game. It's too slow. The one thing I saw from the minor league data is that, you know, forget about it. It does shave 20 minutes off the game. But not only that, but it increases the offense. I think the batting average is up by 25 or 30 points. Home runs were up, strikeouts down, even walks were down. Where the shift, you know, made no difference at all. But I think you've got to pick up the pace. You know, you can't have one ball in play, you know, every, every 4.5, 5 minutes.
Yeah,
now.
Right.
And that, you know, that's just too slow going. So if the pitchers, you know, get the ball and throw it, and the batter's in the box, maybe the pitcher's a little more, you know, unnerved too, where he'll make more mistakes. So I think it's, you know, it's good for that. I mean, there's World Series games, you know, that go 4.5 hours. They're riveting, and no one has any concerns about it. But it's those, you know, 1-0, 2-1 games that last 4 hours. Say, wait a minute now. You know, I'm tired of watching strikeouts, walks, or home runs. You know, there's no rallies. It's, you know, it's like in, as someone put to me, it'd be the equation of football. If a in football, if Tom Brady sets back and throws a bomb every play, hey, it's cool when it works, you know, every 2-3 quarters, but you're boring your mind at all the other plays. And that's what baseball's become. There's no rallies. You know, you want to see rallies.
Yeah. I mean, a rally is equivalent to a 9-play, 80-yard drive.
Right.
You know, that's what the equivalent is. Bob, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it, and also the great work you do.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you, Steve. Take care.